The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight. How are you in those nooks and crannies? We've been talking about Ebola for so long now. I think that many of you are either completely feel like you are armed with the information or you completely feel like we're missing the boat. And there have been some excellent excellent things that have been reported on Ebola and the start of Ebola in West Africa. And the situation is the death toll is set to pass 4,000, which I talked about earlier in the week, that people who were saying that it looked like, you know, the road was coming to an end. I was like, where are they getting that information? Because, no, it's going over that. And think about that, 4,000 deaths. 4,000 deaths when this just really popped up in March on the radar in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea, and mostly Liberia has really been ground zero for all this, but those other countries have some have been hit by Ebola too. So that's a big number, and almost 8,000 people have gotten Ebola, and give or take, and the number is getting higher on the death toll charts. And this is why we just have 70 Marines who arrived, who are there to help and to help set up clinics and work with blood samples. And there are more that are coming, and certainly to be there to do whatever they can to help shuttle this away from the point of being just disastrous, where there's two doctors treating thousands of people, which was part of the problem in the beginning. And now we've got checkpoints that will be set up next week here in the United States, and it includes New York and Washington, D.C. and Atlanta and Chicago and the usual places where people come in from a Liberia or other parts in West Africa and then go on to either stay there or go on to other destinations. And they feel as though in Liberia that this is one of the things that they're doing that is working, that they're questioning people, that they're taking their temperature at three different points along the way. But you have to remember, we're a little skeptical here in the United States because Thomas Duncan was somebody who was screened. And he was his temperature was taken three times. He didn't supposedly, we don't know this for sure, but supposedly he didn't tell the truth when he was asked about coming across someone with Ebola, that he said he didn't talk about that, that he in fact had helped somebody, that he had helped a young girl who was pregnant, who couldn't get into a hospital, carried her back into her parents' house, the whole thing, and then came to the United States to be with his girlfriend in Dallas, and then the rest is history as he died on Wednesday morning. Here's somebody who's screaming people at airports and talking about how they believe this has helped and will help.
If I see somebody coughing or if I see somebody who's sick, I try not to be kind of close to them and then wash my hands several times whenever I can.
Because that's the other part of it. Now you have workers who are doing that, and then what are they doing to be as clean as possible so that they're not getting something from the people that they're actually working with? And imagine what that would look like in the United States. See, initially when they talked about this, they being coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the thought was that there were going to be screeners all over the place at all the airports because it wouldn't be enough just to be at these couple of hubs. And it still may not be enough, and in fact, I think it still would be easy for somebody to get through, excuse me, the system because they are going off to some other part of the country and it's not the usual place where they come through. And there's no way to 100% put that net up either. And so listen, this is the bottom line. We have to get rid of what's happening in West Africa, because as long as that exists and as long as people are traveling freely from there, then we're going to have problems in the United States. We're going to have problems in the UK. We're going to have problems in Australia and other places where people are leaving and going to other communities to get away from it. And they've been touched by somebody or don't realize they have Ebola. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have to be good stewards in this case because it's to our own advantage now that we have had somebody who came to the United States and had Ebola. And these conversations where we keep hearing, well, you know what? There's nothing to fear but fear itself, and there's more panic. It's going viral. There's Ebola panic, and this is similar to the panic over the AIDS epidemic. But tell that to the families or to the people who sadly were tragically touched by it. I don't know that I think there's incredible panic. I think, rightfully so, after Thomas Duncan, there's concern about how it's being handled. So we're supposed to believe that, don't worry, we got your back, we got you covered, when it was nothing but dropping balls in Dallas. First he's sent away from the hospital, then there's no quarantine of the people that are living with him, they're sleeping on the same sheets and the towels and everything else, and then they end up with a hazmat team coming in and clearing out 141 bags. So there were all kinds of problems with how that unfolded. I'm sure some of the health workers did a great job. I'm not saying everyone, and they weren't prepared for that. They weren't thinking that, but it shows you our lack of knowledge when it comes to Ebola. They're just learning. Regional hospitals, other people are learning. I'm sure I've heard that this is across the country, that hospitals are having meetings and making sure and talking to people about should somebody come in and all of that. But that wasn't the conversation weeks ago. And so that's the thing. There are people that are coming into the country because of these flights, and if they would halt the flights to the Ebola regions, I think it would, I mean, wouldn't that help the efforts? Just let the people in who have to get in, like the soldiers, etc., and the medical folks, and stop it there. And I would assume that that would actually help, because you could limit the spread. I mean, that's the concern, the spread of Ebola in other places. In August, British Airways suspended flights to Liberia and Sierra Leone because of public health concerns because of the spread of Ebola. Now, the UK carrier is announcing its decision to maintain the suspension through the end of March 2015. And guess what? British Airways isn't alone. There are so few airlines flying into the area that some of the people that have to get into Liberia are having problems getting in. They're hitching rides on military jets. But why is the British Airways doing that? Because they don't want to risk what could happen to the population if people come into England carrying, maybe not even knowingly, Ebola. Coming up next, some incredibly sound advice from my pal Stephen Kelly. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What if I told you that if you listen to me, I could help set you free?
Welcome back to America Tonight. Our free money guy, Stephen Kelly, is in our virtual green room right now. I can always tell whether he's happy depending on the Patriots, and I know a lot of you that listen to America Tonight actually are Patriot fans, so I get a bunch of emails. Just so you know, Stephen Kelly is one of yous, right? I always say it's like Black Monday all over New England when the Patriots lose.
It sure is. But they seem like the Patriots of old this time, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, you sent me a note, and I thought, this is brilliant, because I think people don't understand this. When we talk about the scales of money, and you call it the no-so versus the hope-so money. What do you mean by that? And I'm going to tell everyone to really pay attention to what Stephen has to say here.
Well, when you get to the point where you're talking about retirement, and either the point where you're just there or you're in retirement, the whole picture changes. Up to that point, we are conditioned to grow our pile of money. So we get very caught up in this whole idea of rate of return. Now, there's one thing that's always present when you have rate of return, Kate. Do you know what that is?
It's what, inflation, things
it's
that are taken
risk.
Out of it? Yeah.
Risk. Growth will not come without some type of risk, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so what we do in the market is we use something called speculative risk. And speculative risk grows our money potentially at a much higher rate than other types of risk. But the thing about it is it's speculative. That's why it's called risk. So not only does it provide potentially higher rates of return, but it also provides greater chances of failure. All right? Now, during the point in time when you're relatively young or even getting older into middle age, and you're focused on growing your pile of money, people tend to be a little bit less risk averse and more risk tolerant and have the ability to ride the market out. Although, when you look at behavioral studies, what people do in situations like in 2008 is at the bottom when they can't stand it anymore is when people sell, and then they claim they'll never get back in the market again, and then it starts to just roar back, and then like in 2010 or 2011, they can't stand that anymore, so they get back in. So they're just doing the opposite. They're selling at the low and buying at the high. And we have studies that show that the average rate of return in the markets over the last 40 years have been somewhere under 2%, while the market itself is done about 8 to 9%. So people don't keep track of that or don't track that very well, and that's a behavioral issue. But what we want to do, that was a little aside, what we want to do when we get into the retirement phase is we want to eliminate that speculative risk. Now, we call that speculative money, we call that hope-so money. The reason we call it hope-so is because we can't know that it's going to be there, but we hope it's going to be there.
Mm.
Now, on the other side of the scale is the no-so money. Now, you have several different types of no-so money. You have cash. You have CDs. We call them certificates of disappointment. You have treasuries, things like that, that are making very low rates of return. And that's one type of no-so money. And the reason it's called no-so money is because you know you're not going to lose it. But there is a different, another kind of no-so money that you can use when you're talking about income planning. And it leverages a different kind of risk. And the risk it leverages is what we call mortality risk. And these are things like life insurance policies and annuities. And the reason they're so good for retirement planning is because what they do is they spread the risk that you're going to die at any given time over a large pool of people. Now, let's think about this. Can you tell me the date you're going to die? I've asked you this before,
no.
Right?
No. Mm-mm.
So you have no idea when that's going to be. But as a relatively young and healthy woman, you have 30 to 40 years in front of you, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So when you retire, you have to plan for 30 to 40 years. The problem is if you have all of your pile of money in hope-so money during that period of time, and your financial planner has told you can take 4% a year out, let's say, and the market crashes like it did in 2008, if you keep taking that 4% a year out, selling shares to pay your bills or whatever it is you're doing, when the market's low like that, your burn rate is much higher, right? Because you have to sell a lot more shares in order to get the money you need to live. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So then the market will recover, as it inevitably does. But the problem is you've sold your shares off because you had to sell more shares in the dip in order to live. So you don't have the shares you need to fully recover from the market. And you get into a trajectory where your money just goes down, down, down. We call that hope-so planning. What we want to do is we want to flip you over and put you into a place where the money that you're taking for income purposes, and that's money that you have to take out regularly, you take it out of what we call a no-so source. The best of those for retirement planning are life annuities, because with a life annuity, the insurance company knows exactly when you're going to die. Now, it doesn't really know when you, Kate Delaney, are going to die, but it knows the average date of death for all of the people in that risk pool. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So instead of having to plan for, say, 30 years of retirement, the insurance company can plan simply for life expectancy. And when you reach 65, your life expectancy will be about 18 years. So instead of planning for 30 years, the insurance company can plan for 18 years. It also knows exactly what rate of return it's going to get because of the nature of their investments. And so it's a pile of no-so money that gives you a predictable rate of income that will last you for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. We call that no-so money.
Wow, it seems like everybody should get a life annuity. I mean, should, because what a source. As you just explained it so well, why wouldn't you do that if you think about it, Stephen? But I guarantee there are plenty of people floating around. I mean, how many people have the life annuity plans? How many do you think could really use it?
Well, the truth of the matter is, almost everybody has a life annuity plan, and it's called Social Security.
Yeah.
Right? Social Security, that's exactly what Social Security is. It's a source of no-so money. So when we do income planning, what we do is we have what we call the income planning pyramid. The bottom layer, the broadest part of the pyramid, the base, is Social Security. The next level is employer pensions. The next level is income annuities. The next level up, as the point starts to converge at the top, is tax strategies. And at the very top are your investments and savings. Now, we believe that investments and savings are very important for people. We would never say to someone, you need to put all of your money into an annuity. But what we want to do with those first three levels, Social Security, employer pensions, if you're lucky enough to have one, and the personal income annuity, is to provide just enough income to keep you warm in the winter, your lights on, food on the table, core income needs. And if you can get that done with no-so money, then your retirement will be much more secure for however long you're fortunate enough to be among us.
Wow. Makes so much sense to me. Stephen Kelly, always great advice. Free money guy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next week.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Just walk away. Each and every week, we like to give you kind of a sneak preview of what's happening at the movies. Because let's face it, I know there's some of you who partake in what I often partake in when I've had enough and I just need to chill, right? We find a good flick and it's better to see it on the big screen, then that's the entertainment. We're going to go and we're going to shell out the coin to hopefully see a movie that is worth it. There are a bunch of new movies that are out, including this one, as we start things off with Addicted.
I have a perfect life. Best family anyone could hope for. My husband is every woman's dream.
Love you. Our love is forever.
Always has been.
Always will be.
Guy still doesn't have a rep.
We could license his work.
Yeah. Hello?
Zoe? Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm all yours.
Are you on your way?
This is going to be one of those long nights.
We didn't have any plans tonight, did we?
Guess not.
Don't wait up for it.
Zoe? You sure you're okay?
Yep.
Thanks, Mom.
I've turned down everyone before. You want to know why I chose you?
Why?
I want to ask you for something in return. I want to pay you. So that when you're not here, I can satisfy myself with a mere thought of you.
What's in your mind, baby?
We should talk about things.
You're exhausted.
I have to talk to somebody.
Coming here is not an easy step to take.
I can't. My family, my kids.
I know I'm not supposed to be with another man's wife. I can't help it.
I took a step down a terrible path.
I do want to get better.
You will.
I didn't expect to fall in love with you, and I did.
Where are you going at night?
Bit of advice. Be careful.
Sink or swim. It is up to you.
You two built this family together. Are you willing to throw all that away?
You're not going to walk away from me.
You don't throw it away!
What did that man want?
You have got to take control of your life before this addiction ruins it.
The movie's called Addicted. It's a thriller. It's R-rated, and it's about a successful businesswoman who, you heard the man, she has it all, the perfect husband and everything else that that entails. Isn't that a dangerous thing? Even in the movies. So, two kids, the husband, the whole thing, and yet she is drawn like a moth to the flame, to the bad side, a perilous path. Oh, no. Sounds like a Lifetime movie. The biggest name in this that a lot of you would know, William Levy, and also Tyson Beckford is in this movie, too. I say this is one that you wait and stream it if you're even interested in it. Now, the next one is a great family movie. It's called Alexander. Check it out.
Anthony, I feel like no one understands me.
Come on, you're amazing.
Think I'm amazing?
Don't get me started on that cute little butt of yours.
What?
What?
You're so annoying.
Why can't you just chill out?
Are you kidding?
What's your problem?
For Alexander, life couldn't get worse.
I can't believe Elliot Tix had photoshopped pictures of me to the whole school.
Nice boobs, Alexander.
My black book!
Unbelievable.
For his family, life couldn't be better.
I got a call today. I have an interview for a game design firm.
You could be looking at the new vice president of Lone Hill Press.
Once I get my license tomorrow, I kind of have everything I've ever wanted. I'm hashtag blessed, you know?
But one day can change everything.
Shouldn't you guys be up?
Does anyone know where the diapers are?
Coming in for a razor, honey.
Hey, man, guys are ready for you.
Here you go.
First, we thought it was a little weird that you even applied for this job because we're pretty young and you're
older.
Space is all green.
It's not poisonous. I don't think it's poisonous.
I'll be your driving examiner.
My girlfriend probably wants to start prom. We never answer the phone when I'm driving.
Proms don't happen every day.
Hey, Celia.
Put the phone down.
You tricked me.
Get out.
I don't think he passed.
Dave's so cursed.
You're not passing the blame on this one.
It was her fault.
I don't feel the problem for anyone. I think that you just gotta have the bad days so you can love the good days even more. Trust me, I would know.
We are not going to let this day get the better of us.
Are we ready, Coopers?
Yes!
Let's go, Wreck-It Ralph. Hold
on. You have no idea the kind of day we are having.
Is that a pirate's boss?
That's it, me!
That's so dope!
Stop and roll! Call 911!
I still have my arms!
Awesome!
Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
One of the kangaroos got out. I am on it!
Where are you?
All right, you get it there. Terrible, horrible day. Steve Carell, anything he's in, I think he's very funny. Jennifer Garner is the wife in this and a bunch of kids. 81 minutes, rated PG, looks like a lot of laughs. If you're looking for a kid, fun time, safe environment, it looks like this one would be pretty funny. All right, this one, not for the kids, scary beyond all get out and called Dracula Untold.
My father was a great man. A hero, so they say. Sometimes the world doesn't need another hero. Sometimes what it needs is a monster.
My prince.
I've missed you.
Something helps you.
The Sultan is preparing for battle. He requires 1,000 boys for his army, including your son.
Look away!
You can't protect us.
I'll find a way.
I have been waiting an eternity for a man of your strength to arrive.
Welcome to your life.
What is it you are seeking?
I want the power to destroy my enemies and save my family.
No turning back.
Drink, Dracula.
Welcome to your life.
What's happening to you?
I'm the thing men fear. Not a ghost. Something else.
I see the devil inside him.
Do you think you are alive because you can fight?
You are alive because of what I did to save you.
The world.
Never forget who I am.
All right, there you go. Pretty self-explanatory. 1462, Transylvania. Prolonged period of peace, but not so much anymore. So there you go. It's major war. Surprisingly, PG-13. So not as gory, nasty, that kind of stuff as you would think. But I don't know that you take a young kid to this. I can tell you that. Luke Evans is in it. Sarah Gadden is in it. And Dominic Cooper. So if you like Dracula, perhaps you'll like this. This is the movie I want to see, and it stars a couple of people that I really like, including Iron Man. You'll recognize him, the judge.
You're standing in one of the last great cathedrals in this country, built on the premise that you and you alone are responsible for the consequences of your actions.
You have anything else to say for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not an affirmation. Yeah. It's not an affirmation a man uses in court.
Henry?
Judge? At the way he shakes my hand, always hugging everyone else.
I have memories of us. You, me, and our dog. How come?
You're just a boy from Indiana who's going to do whatever he has to do to pretend that's not true.
He built these walls of stone.
Stop staring. I know I look good.
Forensics found traces of blood on your dad's car. It matches the victim.
We spin these tales.
A man who kills somebody on your watch. A man you released. You don't remember hitting him.
We need to establish a firm defense.
Are you asking if you can represent me?
You can afford me.
The truth can be exposed. There's a strength in letting go.
Dad cannot go to prison. You cannot lose this case.
You put me in juvenile detention.
I did what I thought was right.
We'll never come back here again.
Good!
You are simultaneously the most selfish and the most generous person I know. I loved you then. I love you now.
But now a man's blood, a man that you hate, was found on a car that only you drive. You didn't seize that chance and kill him.
That's not my testimony.
I'll paint your father as a holier-than-thou prick, determined to see what he considers justice served.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
For this hour of ATN, Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with all of you. Don't forget, there's lots of ways to get to the show. All roads lead through AmericaTonight.net. If you're a Facebook freak or you like Twitter, you can hook up with us that way. Or you want to just go to the website, AmericaTonight.net. Check out what you missed. And a lot of times some of the bigger interviews we do are just fun interviews, whatever. You'll catch them there. And also, it's where you can hook up with us with the mailbag, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and that's it. Just let your thoughts flow. Remember the Palin family bra? Remember how much was made out of that? There's no doubt that Sarah Palin has something very much in common with Hillary Clinton, believe it or not. They are worlds apart in lifestyle, certainly, and in ideology. But when it comes to what people think of them, they're very polarizing. People don't like Sarah Palin, or they really love Sarah Palin. People don't like Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's a lot of animosity for Hillary Clinton, or they really, really like Hillary Clinton. So two different ships going in two different directions. But Sarah Palin, like Hillary in a different way, can never get away from the crazy. So here's the thing. Nobody's being charged in a drunken, crazy brawl that involved a limousine full of Sarah Palin's family. That's what the cops in Alaska are saying. But it sounds like something out of House Party 2001. The Anchorage Police Department released a report that included about 2 pages of details about the fight, which happened after Palin's family and friends showed up at another friend's party. There were all these accusations that Bristol Palin punched the host in the face repeatedly, that Track Palin tried to start a fight with his father, and some more crazy things. Some of the details that the officer put in his official police report included when he arrived, a shirtless, heavily intoxicated, and belligerent at first, Track Palin, Sarah Palin's adult son, was about to step into a white limousine with his parents. They'd all been at the party at Corey Klingenmeyer's house. Track told the cops some guys were talking rudely to his sisters and making them cry, so he stuck up for them. When one of his friends, identified only as Steven, got punched in the face by the alleged rude guys, the fight started. Todd said that's when everything escalated. It was a situation they couldn't walk away from. Bristol Palin ended up on the ground during the fight. The Palin family said that's because Klingenmeyer knocked her down to the ground. Klingenmeyer had a different version. He told the officer he wanted to press charges against Bristol, who he said had told him he doesn't own this place and that she will kick his blank after he tried to stop her from fighting. Then Klingenmeyer said Bristol hit him. He said she could hit him again if it makes her feel better, and she does. After 6 or so pretty hard punches, he said he grabbed her fist and then she fell down. Then several guys from the party stepped in to help him, and a fight broke out, and the Palins ended up losing. Wow. Bristol Palin. I mean, who knew? Mixed martial arts. 6 times she punched him in the face. And they said that she was appeared to be heavily intoxicated and upset, and Klingenmeyer had drug her across the lawn and was calling her names, and oh my goodness, just craziness. In looking at the report, it's like this is not TMZ, but this looks like something TMZ would probably feature on their show. So like I said, the Palins just can't get away from, they just can't get away from the media, however it comes, much like the Clintons. They're, you know, different sides of the coin and different things of different sorts of crazy that happen. But both of those families really honestly have that in common. All right, another odds and ends kind of thing is the fact that you have the Heisman front runner that's been suspended. It's funny because I was just talking about how great I thought this guy was when somebody asked me to do a sports prediction. The University of Georgia suspended their star running back Todd Gurley indefinitely. They didn't go into specifics about the suspension, but said there's an ongoing investigation into alleged violations of NCAA rules. And they said, you know, we're just trying to focus on Missouri and Georgia getting ready for their Missouri Saturday matchup and not worry about anything else. But the rumor is he's being investigated for accepting extra benefits for his likeness with memorabilia brokers. See, because everybody preys on these young guys who don't have, I mean, they're amateurs, they don't have any money, but they know that they need the money, and they try to figure out ways to worm their way in there, and so that would be a serious violation if that's the case. And forget about the whole Heisman thing, because now he gets knocked out for a game, and depending on how long they suspend him, so that makes a big difference. Speaking of making a big difference, here's another leftover, if you will. Adrian Peterson, the mothership in Minneapolis, they can't get enough of the conversation about Adrian Peterson. Why? Because he's one of the best running backs in all of the NFL. And as you know, he is waiting for his day in court. He already had the preliminary part of it scheduled, but he's waiting to have his case go all the way into court. And that's scheduled to go on trial on December 1st for child abuse. And he can't see his child, the one that was four that he allegedly whipped and drew blood on. That's what the pictures show anyway. So in the meantime, a prosecutor in Texas wants Peterson arrested and his bond revoked after he admitted to smoking pot while he was out on bail on this felony child abuse charge. So they sent a motion to set aside his bail, saying that he told somebody, an employee of a company that does drug testing, that he smoked a little weed. Oh, boy, oh, boy. This story is just going to go deeper and deeper, I think, with him. Although he has a good lawyer, Rusty Hardin, and the some of the details against him in his case, the photos are one thing because they've got photos of Peterson's son's leg that's covered in marks, and it looks like the skin was broken anyway, and I think that's, you know, part of the deal once this goes to trial, and that might be in December if it goes according to plan, because he wanted to rush it, get it in there, but he's not going to be playing football for Minnesota this year. There's absolutely no way. And then finally, one last thing. Where, oh, where is Kim Jong-un? Maybe Dennis Rodman knows. There's a lot of mystery surrounding this. He missed a ceremony paying tribute to his late father and grandfather on a big anniversary. He was absent for it. So he hasn't been seen in weeks. And what is it they don't want you to know? What is going on with this dictator of North Korea? Because usually he's very visible, especially when it comes to any kind of family thing where he would normally be out there. He wasn't out there, and this was a huge, huge celebration. But he hasn't been seen in weeks. He was seen in the summer, but there's been a lot of theories saying he's gained a bunch of weight. He's got gout. He's sick. He's genuinely sick. So they don't want him to be seen in public because then it wouldn't look like he's powerful. Then there's speculation of some kind of a power struggle too, because what about the internal politics? Who knows that? Because not very. Very little is known about what's going on with him and North Korea. His only appearance was in September at a concert at the Art Theater. So I don't know. The mystery. Conspiracies, anybody? What do you think? Is it just a case of gout and he doesn't want to appear weak? Oh, my. Thanks for listening.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.